cross your path somewhere, God has drawn a line. And he always warns you, you better slow up. You better stop. You better think. You better turn around. When you rebel and harden your heart and stiffen your neck and refuse, God said, go on. Go on. Go on! But he said, God told me to go on. Yeah, in the day of Moses, he gave them a writing of divorcement and told them to marry again. But Jesus, explaining it, said, only from the hardness of your own hearts. And it shall come to pass. Deuteronomy 28:63. That is, the Lord thy God rejoiceth over thee to do thee good and to bless thee and to multiply thee. Even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over thee to destroy thee and cut you down to nothing. Either we're going to let God bless us and multiply us and save us, and God's going to rejoice because we kneel, we pray, we repent, we turn from our sins and our wicked ways. Or either God's going to rejoice over you to destroy you and cut you down to naught. And when God starts cutting, you cut mighty easy because you're so soft. You crush mighty easy. If you don't think so, have a head-on collision. And you don't struggle but a few times for breath when your breath being in God's hands, according to Daniel. And God closes his hand up, said, in whose hand is thy breath? All God does is close up his hand. And when God closes his hand with your breath in there, one more, it's all over. God said, even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over you to destroy you and whittle you down, cut you down to naught. Because God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. What shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. For whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. And God can kill the devil anytime he wants to. And it shall come to pass, that is, the Lord thy God rejoiceth over thee to multiply thee and to bless thee and to do thee good, even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over thee to destroy thee and to cut you down to naught. For the Lord killeth, but he maketh alive.